I just love when I get information like this, Tony. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks. We have spoken with the Food and Water Watch a couple weeks ago when the egg concerns really came to the forefront of the national media. And a couple of days ago, I received an email from Winona Hauter, who's the executive director of the Food and Water Watch. And she, along with you and the rest of your colleagues, have some concern about the egg industry. And so you believe that we really need to look at this industry a lot more.
Well, yeah, I think in addition to the egg industry, you know, we really have to take a look at the food industry in general and how food safety is regulated. And so that's why, you know, we've been, you know, working on the Hill to try to get legislation, you know, passed that would modernize the food safety laws, especially those that FDA regulates.
All right, there has been a recall of more than a half billion eggs. We know that there's concern there. We have seen the stories where the owners of two specific companies really haven't handled their business as far as sanitary and safety concerns. But why do you have concerns for the food industry as a whole, and what needs to be done?
Well, what's been happening, especially with FDA, that they really have not had the resources or the authorities to deal with food safety issues with the foods that they regulate, and because of the way our food system is set up, about 80% of the products that we consume in food is regulated by the FDA, and the USDA does the other 20%. The USDA, while their laws need to be looked at as well, have stricter inspection standards. Their statutes say that a food plant cannot operate unless there is an inspector present on a daily basis. FDA does not have comparable inspection requirements, and so as a consequence, over the years, FDA has fallen farther and farther behind in terms of what it's been able to do in terms of policing the food industry. So you have huge recalls. The egg one is the latest example of an industry that's essentially been allowed to regulate itself with no policing. And so there have been bills that have been introduced members of the Michigan delegation have taken a leadership role in this. Congressman Dingell had a bill that would pass the House last year, H.R. 2749, that would modernize FDA's food safety authorities and increase inspections. Unfortunately, on the Senate side, the legislation has languished, and we're trying to get the Senate to take similar action. Senator Stabenow has a provision in that Senate bill that would provide technical assistance to some of the smaller farmers and producers who might have a hard time complying with the new food safety standards. But she has provided a program for those folks to meet the new requirements once the legislation passes the Senate and is finally signed by the president.
All right, in the bill S-510, the amendment would ease the burden on small farmers and processors who sell their products directly to the consumer, but increase the frequency the FDA inspectors and food processing plants. The bill calls for a 5-year inspection frequency for high-risk plants and a 7-year inspection frequency for lower-risk plants. That seems like it's not enough. You mean an inspector is going to go in every 5 to 7 years to these places that are producing the foods that we consume?
The thing is, yeah, and that's one of the deficiencies in a Senate bill that we would like to see corrected. The House bill that Congressman Dingell authored and got it passed by a bipartisan margin in the House of Representatives last year, calls for an inspection frequency of every six months to 12 months for your higher risk food plants, and every 18 months to 3 years for your lower risk plants, and then food warehouses would get inspected every 5 years. We much prefer what Congressman Dingell has proposed. The Senate version has a less of an inspection frequency. We would like to see that corrected. Once the Senate passes its version of the bill, goes to conference, and they work out a compromised bill that they can send to the president, we would much prefer to see the House version on inspections.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Tony Corbo, who's a senior lobbyist for the food campaign at the Food and Water Watch, an organization which watches our food and water and issues pertaining to those. Tony, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I would think if I was putting together a budget and I was a politician, I would make sure that we had money for infrastructure and safety and education, and certainly for the people who look over the companies who produce our food. Why are legislators dragging their feet on this?
Well, I wholeheartedly agree that this is something that we all do. We have to eat, and we should have safe food to eat, and we should be investing in that food safety net to make sure that there's adequate oversight over the production of food. And what's in the Senate? What has happened is that they've been bogged down because of the way the Senate operates with some of the other pieces of legislation that were priorities, health care, financial reform. These all took longer than they anticipated, and this bill keeps on getting punted down the field and put off, and time is running out. I mean, the Congress is due to come back next week. It's only going to be in session for about 3 weeks before they break for the recess where they're going to be campaigning for re-election. And so, we think that this bill and S-510, even though it has the warts that we just went through in terms of the inspection frequency, it has bipartisan support in the Senate. The bill, the way it was originally crafted by Senator Durbin from Illinois, he insisted that they had bipartisan co-sponsorship of the bill, and so it's always had Republicans who've supported it. But because of the Senate rules, because of other priorities, this bill has not made it to the floor. And we think that at the most it would take a day, even under the worst of circumstances and the way that the Senate operates. This bill can be dealt with very quickly, and time is running out. We really need to get this bill passed by the Senate so that it can go to conference with the House and make the bill better before it gets sent to the president.
Tony, for more folks who want to know more about the Food and Water Watch and how they may become involved, how do they do that?
They can go to our website, which is www.foodandwaterwatch.org. And we have actions that they can they can participate in. We're constantly asking our membership base to send letters to Congress or to state legislators on a variety of food and other issues that we're involved in.
Tony Corbo is with the Food and Water Watch. He's the senior lobbyist. Thanks so much, Tony.
Thank you very much.